In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. My name is Kevin Sneed, and I am so glad that you are joining us for Season 3, which is going to be a 40-day journey through the season of Lent. And so today is Day 1 together as we join for this short period, these 40 days leading up to really the high point of the church calendar, leading up to the celebration of Easter. But first, we enter Lent, and we go through the season together. I'm really glad that you are joining us. You know, Common Prayer was really birthed out of what we felt was a need to have some sort of space where we could join as a community together to pray with one another, to meditate on Scripture, and also just consider what God may be doing in this moment, where the Holy Spirit is leading us. And so this is one small expression of that. And I love hearing stories of people within CPC as well as from other churches that have been listening along to Common Prayer, have been using this as a resource to connect with the Holy Spirit, to connect with God. And so we are just grateful that you would listen along and join us in this journey. So thank you and welcome to Season 3. You know, if you haven't already, I encourage you to go back. We posted a conversation that that Brandon, Kathy, and myself had yesterday. It should be on your podcast feed. And it was all about introing into Lent. It was all about what is this season of Lent? What are we doing as a Common Prayer ministry? And what it is that we're excited about jumping into this rhythm together, this rhythm of Lent. And so really good conversation. Encourage you to go back and listen to that. But I also wanted to just before we jump into today's content, just want to remind you that, you know, what we've also done this year for Season 3 is we actually have posted a written form of all our episodes that you can either follow along with, or if you'd rather just read along and do a devotional through that, that is available to you on our website. And so we encourage you to go check that out and encourage you to invite others to listen along, to pray along with us, or even just pick up that written form. It would read very much like a devotional for every day of Lent. So I want to invite you into that. Well, as we get started with today's episode, you know, every episode for these 40 days, we are going to be using a word for the day, and we're following this great little tiny book called Pauses for Lent by a guy named Trevor Hudson, and each day he gives one word to meditate on for the day. And so each day we're going to do that. We're going to meditate on a word that comes from the daily scripture. And then we'll have a time of reflection, as well as we'll leave you actually something new we're doing this season with a daily practice, something you can go do today that can help maybe just encounter God in a different way. So as we get started, as we do with Common Prayer, we want to just begin in a moment of quiet, to center our hearts, to center our minds, to slow ourselves before the presence of God. What I want you to do is in this next moment, in this next minute, just meditate on the word dust. And that comes from our text for today, which is Genesis 3:19, which reads, "For dust you are, and to dust you will return." Let's spend a moment, just 1 minute in the quiet. Once again, our scripture for the day comes from Genesis 3:19. "For dust you are, and to dust you will return." You know, the first day of Lent is always celebrated by the service of Ash Wednesday. And, you know, for many Christians all over the world, they will attend a service, and a key point in that service, the thing, is you show up and someone will spread ashes across their forehead in the shape of a cross. And you know, this practice of the sharing of these ashes reminds us that we are in fact creatures of dust. We were formed out of the dust, and eventually in our death we will return to the dust. If we're honest, this is not something that we're generally comfortable meditating on, but that's what the season of Lent is trying to get us to do. It necessitates that we consider our limitations. Lent is really I heard one author talk about it as the downward spiral of the soul. It's an opportunity to look deeply into our own limitations, to take seriously our mortality, to look at the underside of our existence. This particular verse that we looked at today, it comes from Genesis 3, and Genesis 3 is all about the consequences of our sin. What enters in the story in Genesis 3 is the deadly effects of sin. We are fragile and fallible, fallen human beings, and Genesis 3 highlights this. You see, from the very moment we emerge from our mother's womb, we begin the process of dying. That's just what it means to be human. I think this is, again, such a challenge for us because we're so used to the idea of innovation, of growth, of progress. In the modern world, we've really been conditioned to believe that any obstacle we face, we can overcome. Anything that comes our way, give us enough time, we'll solve the problem, we'll overcome it. But that's a myth. The myth of modern progress has always been, give us time and we'll overcome. Because the modern world can't really come to grips with human limitation, but that's exactly what Genesis 3 reminds us of. It reminds us that we are fragile, that we are contingent on God holding us together, holding the world together, continuing to breathe life into our lungs. Now, there can be a way in which this can have negative side effects, right? To focus on this too long can lead to a sort of nihilism about what is life and what is existence. But that's what I love about Lent, is Lent is, the thing that precedes Easter, that precedes resurrection. And you don't get to resurrection without death, which is why Lent prepares us in advance for the celebration of Easter. Because you see, in some ways, when we are able to stare our mortality in the face, when we're able to look deeply at our limitations with resurrection in the foreground, with resurrection out on the horizon, it actually animates us in the present. You see, with all of the sort of progress of modern life, which has brought a lot of good things. I think of justice and medicine and all those advances that are really beneficial to us. You see, but Lent reminds us that we're created from dust, and that all of us will in fact face that dust again. It's grim imagery that, all of us returning to that, it in some ways thinking about this humbles us. It forces us to look deeply into the void of our life. But we are in fact dust. So no wonder we avoid thinking about this reality. No wonder we struggle with our own limitations, because when we sense how near to nothing we are, we can easily get wrapped up in despair. But again, while Ash Wednesday is about dust and our return to dust, it's also about the mark of the cross. So it's not just that ashes are spread on our forehead, but they're spread in the shape of the cross, because the dust reminds us of our fragility, our brokenness, but the cross reminds us of our redemption. It reminds us that this is not all that there is, that in fact God is moving through that. And that in the way of Jesus, resurrection comes after death. New life, new creation. That is what comes on the other side of brokenness. It reminds us that we're beloved of God, and that nothing, not even our death, will separate us from the work of Jesus Christ and the love of God. Trevor Hudson writes, he says, "Our dust is charged with God's own life-sustaining and death-defeating breath. We are beloved dust." I love that. I love that picture. So what I want to do for our time of prayer together is I want to focus on these two images. I just want to guide us through, it's really just a listening exercise, listening to the Holy Spirit about our dustness, but also our crossness. The idea that dust faces down our fragility, but the cross faces down our redemption, our belovedness. So I invite you to settle into the moment where you are. I invite you to sit comfortably in the chair that you're in. I want you to take a few deep breaths, just allowing your heart and the cadence of your breathing to slow your mind and your whole being down. And as you take a few deep breaths, invite the Holy Spirit with you. And begin to just bring your mind to the word of the day, dust. As you think of that word dust, I want you to invite the Holy Spirit to just highlight what comes to mind. What are the things that come to mind when you consider that we are created from dust and to dust we shall return? Maybe it's fear. Anxiety, limitation. Ask the Holy Spirit to be present as you consider that reality of who we are as humans, created from dust. Now I want you to also focus on the cross. And that part of this practice of Ash Wednesday is dust shaped in the form of a cross. Because the cross reminds us that we're beloved dust. That Jesus is redeeming, he is reconciling, he is healing this world. That we are not just dust, but in fact, we are in process. And God is restoring all things, including us. So spend a moment and think about the cross. Think about all that Jesus is doing in the cross and the work of God, and take comfort in that. As we close our time, I invite you to just spend a moment in gratitude for the work of Jesus on the cross. Not leaving us to dust alone, but in fact, God is working, bringing about, drawing our hearts towards resurrection. Spend a moment in gratitude. Time, our scripture for the day, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. I want to leave you with our practice for today, which again we're doing every episode through Lent, is something small that you can do to just help encounter God. And so the practice for today is simple. It's to go outside and to just pick up a handful of soil, pick up a handful of dirt. And as you do, I want you to focus on these two symbols of dust and cross. And even as you wash the dirt off of your hands, I want you to remember that those two images are the reality of your identity, that you are dust redeemed by the cross. Thank you, church, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.